Rashi, in the beginning of this week's Parsha, speaks about the juxtaposition of the story of the Meraglim to the story of Miriam. And he explains, name of Chazal, Bamidbar Rabba, that Miriam was punished for Lashon Hara, she spoke against Moshe, and these Rishonim saw and didn't take Musar. It's interesting that the Meraglim are seen as people who said Lashon Hara. That's the root of their sin. And I think the broader concept here is of people focusing on the good as opposed to focusing on the bad. In Tehillim Perek Lamed Daled we read, Mi ha'esh ha'chafetz chayim ohev yamim lerot tov, nitzor lishon chameiro svatach midaber mirma. People often think that this is the source of the Yisur Lashon Hara. Number one, it's Sefer Tehillim, which doesn't speak about Yisurim. Number two, the Psukim aren't really speaking about the Lashon Hara. They're speaking about a desirable life. A desirable life is someone who loves every day he lives. Halavai, we would live every day we live. We would love every day we live. If we woke up in the morning and saw the positive in our spouse and our children and our community and our school and shul workplace, we would love our day. Mia isha chafetz chayim ohev yamim lirot tov. The advice of Sefer Tehillim is, if you want to live a desirable life, it hinges on loving every day, which hinges on focusing on the good, which depends upon nitzor lashon chamira svatach midaber mirma. Lashon Hara is presented here not as an iser, but as an important piece of advice to be able to focus on the good. The Meraglim were unable to do this. They were focused on the bad. The Sefer HaChinuch famously writes, Mitzvah Tezayin, how we are influenced, so influenced by our actions and what we focus, what we choose to focus on. I think this can help us explain the great chiddush of the Meraglim. Why were the Meraglim, why were the Jewish people afraid? God had promised them that he would take care of them, and they had seen the great miracles that God could bring. Why were they so afraid of entering Eretz Yisrael? Torah in Parsha Shlach does not elaborate on this, but in Parsha's Dvarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk of Zayin, it says that the people were crying when the Meraglim came back, and they were saying, "B'sinat Hashem otanu hotzienu me'eretz Mitzrayim." They were claiming that God had taken them out of Egypt because he hated them in order to hand them over to the Amori. This is very surprising. How could the Jews think that God hated them? He had done so much for them. The Sforno explains, they thought that God was angry at them because they had served Avodah Zarah in Egypt. They had a whole way of explaining conspiracy theory of how God intended to punish them now. But Rashi explains on that pasuk there in Perek Aleph of Sefer Devarim that the truth is, what we feel in our own hearts is what we attribute to others. When people are focused on the bad inside themselves, when they have low self-esteem, they see the bad in the world around them, and they attribute that bad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. As we know, Tisha B'Av is rooted in that crying that night. They cried for no reason. God had to take away his relationship with us, hide it, hold it back, so that we could appreciate what we lost. And of course, this connects to the very famous idea of Chazal. When the Meraglim described the giants, they said, we were in our eyes like grasshoppers, and so we were in their eyes. How we see the world around us, how we look at God, how we look at how others look at us, it's all about how we look at ourselves and whether we choose to focus on the good or focus on the bad. We have a choice. We can choose chas v'shalom to focus on the bad, in which case we won't appreciate the gifts of God in our lives. We won't appreciate ourselves. We won't appreciate our friends. We won't appreciate God. We won't appreciate anything. Or we can focus on the good all around us and the good inside ourselves, and we can have lives worth living. Mi ha'esh ha'chafetz chayim o'ev yamim lerostov, nitzor lishon chmeira o'svatech amidah ber mirma.